Major Domains of the Earth, Module 1. The Earth is the only planet which has life. Human beings can live here because the life-sustaining elements of land, water, and air are present on the Earth. The surface of the Earth is a complex zone in which three main components of the environment meet, overlap, and interact. The solid portion of the Earth on which we live is called the lithosphere. The gaseous layers that surround the Earth is the atmosphere, where oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, and other gases are found. Water covers a very big area of the Earth's surface, and this area is called the hydrosphere. The hydrosphere comprises water in all its forms, that is, ice, water, and water vapor. The biosphere is the narrow zone where we find land, water, and air together, which contains all forms of life. Lithosphere. The solid portion of the Earth is called the lithosphere. It comprises the rocks of the Earth's crust and the thin layers of soil that contain nutrient elements which sustain organism. There are two main divisions of the Earth's surface. The large land masses are known as the continents, and the huge water bodies are called the ocean basins. All the oceans of the world are connected with one another. The level of seawater remains the same everywhere. Elevation of land is measured from the level of the sea, which is taken as zero. Continents. There are seven major continents. They are separated by large water bodies. These continents are Asia, Europe, Africa, North America, South America, Australia, and Antarctica. The greater part of the landmass, it lies in the Northern Hemisphere. Asia. Asia is the largest continent. It covers about one-third the total land area of the Earth. The continent lies in the Eastern Hemisphere. The Tropic of Cancer passes through this continent. Asia is separated from Europe by the Ural Mountains on the west. The combined landmass of Europe and Asia is called the Eurasia, that is, Europe plus Asia. Europe. Europe is much smaller than Asia. The continent lies to the west of Asia. The Arctic Circle passes through it. It is bound by water bodies on three sides. Africa. Africa is the second largest continent after Asia. The equator, or 0 degree latitude, runs almost through the middle of the continent. A large part of Africa lies in the Northern Hemisphere. It is the only continent through which the Tropic of Cancer, the equator, and the Tropic of Capricorn pass. The Sahara Desert, the world's largest hot desert, is located in Africa. The continent is bound on all sides by oceans and seas. The world's longest river, the Nile, flows through Africa. North America. North America is the third largest continent of the world. It is linked to South America by a very narrow strip of land called the Isthmus of Panama. The continent lies completely in the northern and the western hemisphere. Three oceans which surround this continent are the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, and the Arctic Ocean. South America. South America lies mostly in the southern hemisphere. The Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific Ocean surround it on the east and the west. The Andes, world's longest mountain range, runs through its length from north to south. South America has the world's largest river, the Amazon. Isthmus, a narrow strip of land joining two land masses, is called an isthmus. North America and South America are joined by the isthmus. Strait. A strait is a narrow passage of water connecting two large water bodies like seas and ocean. Australia. Australia is the smallest continent that lies entirely in the southern hemisphere. It is surrounded on all sides by the oceans and seas. It is called an island continent. Antarctica. Antarctica, completely in the southern hemisphere, is a huge continent. The South Pole lies almost at the center of this continent. As it is located in the South Polar region, it is permanently covered with thick ice sheets. There are no permanent human settlements. Many countries have research stations in Antarctica. India also has research stations there. These are named as Maitri and Dakshin Gangotri. This figure shows the comparative size of the continents. Thank you.